Last evening, the Fort Recovery Schools Board of Education held their regularly scheduled meeting for February in the high school community room. The meeting began at 6:30 p.m. with the board recognizing the girls' bowling team on their excellent season, culminating in the MAC co-championship this year. We also certainly wish them and our boys' bowling team the best of luck as they participate at state this weekend. The board then heard reports from both guidance counselors in the district, Amy Kaiser and Mandy Gerlach. They presented a wide variety of topics to the board over the various programming they offer and oversee in the district, including career preparation, youth mentoring, and scholarship assistance. Additionally, board members received building updates from all three principals, which gave an overview of the specials courses curriculum review currently ongoing, informed them of several upcoming events, and confirmed that all current senior students are on track to graduate. Deanna Kanapke, the district treasurer, also gave a report informing the board of several transfers to our capital project and permanent improvement funds and updated them on our monthly financial reports. School board members also approved the elementary middle school HVAC project, which will go out for bid soon. This project will take place this summer and replace some of the original HVAC parts in our elementary and middle school classrooms. This project is expected to start this summer and not impact the school schedule. The board also approved the hiring of new high school football coach and teacher, Wes Wenning, for next school year. We are excited for him to get started in our district and certainly welcome him back to Fort Recovery. In other business, the board approved membership in the OHSAA for next school year, approved several overnight field trips, and approved an easement with the Village of Fort Recovery for a future sidewalk project. The next Board of Education meeting is scheduled for March 17th at 6:30 p.m. in the high school community room. Thank you and go Indians.